What if you could learn more about your health in under an hour? The Pronuvo Whole Body Scan gives you a comprehensive look at your health, screening for over 500 conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage one. High-quality imaging, no radiation, no contrast. Book your scan today at Pronuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com. Gain clarity, confidence, and peace of mind with Pronuvo. Invest in your health today. Visit Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Anything said on Hillbilly Broadcast should be taken only as opinion. Also, the views of our guests and people that we interview do not necessarily reflect the opinion of Hillbilly Broadcast, Hillbilly Media, or any of our affiliates and sponsors. The following show is a production of Hillbilly Media, LLC.
These people are racist, and to use Trump's words, they're racist scum. MAGA racist scum are the leaders of West Virginia right now, and they're leading West Virginia backwards.
Basically, my whole stance is this. On the entire issue, my stance is this, okay? We have laws for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't like how the laws are written, there are channels in which that you can petition your representatives to change the law.
Okay.
But until that happens, we have to have something in place to keep chaos from becoming the mainstream.
Please remain calm. There is no need for alarm. This space is now being taken over by Hillbilly Broadcast. Hillbilly Broadcast.
So before we jump into our topic, I saw a news headline a couple days ago that Mattel is adding an autistic Barbie to the collection.
No way.
Yeah, a Barbie that's autistic. Now, I don't know how you make a Barbie look autistic. Do they have a picture of her?
Yes.
It's on ABC.
So, basically, that she has a fidget spinner. She has...
That'd be my guess.
She has fabric that's supposed
she
to
does.
Be... That's like more sensitive for her skin.
Noise-canceling headphones.
And noise-canceling headphones.
A pink tablet.
I didn't see the pink tablet.
Hmm.
They even have wheelchair Barbies, but you never talked about wheelchair Barbie.
We have a Barbie with type 1 diabetes.
Okay.
No, you don't.
That's seriously. We have a Barbie with hearing aids. We have a Barbie and a Ken with a prosthetic leg.
Oh, gosh.
The type 1 diabetes one, I don't... Do we got to check Barbie's sugar?
What probably. Probably. Because it's all about...
It just seems odd to me. I'm sorry. It seems odd.
Or whatever it is.
Autistic Barbie.
My thing is wasn't playing with Barbies and stuff supposed to be like a pretend, like life is great, you know, we're just...
I guess we're just anybody, yeah.
We're sipping on rainbow juice and living the high life. And this is no longer sipping on rainbow juice, dude. This is just like straight up depression, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like this is real life, kids.
Are you in favor?
Well, yeah, our kid's autistic, so I like anything that is inclusive for autistic people. People have been like ragging on people saying they're retarded all the time. Yeah, I don't think I don't see the problem in autistic Barbie.
I guess there's not really a problem. It just rubs me the wrong way for some reason.
I think it's weird.
It is weird. I think it's weird.
I think it's weird.
Why do we have
just
to
like
have...
I would go look for a redhead Barbie and could never find one for the longest time.
They had redhead Barbies, didn't they?
No, they did not have redhead Barbies.
Bull crap.
They were blonde and brunettes.
Yeah, I guess the original Barbie was blonde. I don't know. It just seems weird, especially one type 1 diabetes.
Type 1 diabetes one really gets me.
We need one with type 2 diabetes that is just huge.
Instead of Barbie, we'll call him Lardy. We'll call him Lardy instead of Barbie.
It is 43 years old.
I don't know. I don't know. Barbie, like.
Maybe I'm wrong.
I'm serious. Like, the whole idea of Barbies and stuff was like to play with them and like. Life is good. Like, it's just all pretend. Like, why do we need one with, like, a prosthetic leg?
I played with G.I. Joes, and obviously I didn't identify as a Navy SEAL.
I played with them as well. Yeah. I'm buying a Barbie, and I'm going to identify as a legless woman, I guess.
Maybe I'm making too much out of it, because I do get disgusted at weird things. Weird things drive me nuts.
It's part of your tism. So, for you're hating on something.
Maybe I need an autistic Barbie.
You are autistic, honey. You don't need one to play with it. You already know. You're autistic.
Well, then you need to get one, Phil. Autistic Barbie for an autistic boy.
Autistic Barbie.
Dude.
Do we have other lists? I thought there was other ones in here. The eyes of the new Barbie shift slightly to the side.
Yeah, so they
to
don't
represent
have
how some people with autism sometimes avoid direct eye contact. The doll also was given articulated elbows and wrists to acknowledge stimming, hand flapping, and other gestures that some autistic people use to process sensory information or to express excitement. This is getting weirder, guys.
I feel like they're making fun at this point.
This kind of seems odd. He said Barbie has always strived to reflect the world kids see and the possibilities they imagine. And we're proud to introduce our first autistic Barbie as part of that ongoing work.
Well, I would definitely be glad when they introduce their second.
The second autistic Barbie?
What yeah, they're Ken? So when proud of autistic? The first one. Yeah. Go ahead and make a second one.
When they make the autistic Ken, he'll just be obsessed with playing guitar and hosting podcasts.
his name will be Phil.
And the occasional on a Friday night.
Oh, no. His gaze will be always shifted slightly downwards towards boobs.
Yeah, yes. Oh, man. He's going to get with that autistic Barbie.
No,
that's
I'm
got
not.
Big tits.
I am not.
Do you think that there's a... Maybe this is what feels weird about it to me. Do you think there's a little bit of, hey, we're going to get some money from parents that have autistic kids?
Oh, you know they're scheming all the time. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. It's a marketing thing. It's definitely a marketing thing.
Because that whole thing about that, like, okay, go back to where the article was talking about it. They've always been striving to make Barbies in, like, their world. I'm sorry. No, you have not. Because all the Barbies that I ever had pink everything, and I hated pink everything. It was a Barbie world. It's a fake world, just like the American Girl dolls. They're all fake worlds. You live in the world of the Barbie. Not in
G.I.
my
Joe's, yeah.
Yeah, not in my world of like how it was the fantasy world. That was the whole idea of it.
That's a good point. Like you said, fantasy. Like it was supposed to just be like, you know, everything's cool, everything's happy. You know?
Like life in plastic is fantastic. That's the whole idea is like it's fake. It's fake. And it's based upon fakeness.
Yeah.
I can't put
my finger on what exactly bugs me about it, but something bugs me about it. I can't quite place what it is. But maybe it's that aspect of it.
It feels very liberal too. It's like, look at us. We care more than you.
Yes. I do get some of that. I get a lot of that actually. Yeah.
We care so much for you. We're
making
an
autistic Barbie.
Well, speaking of liberals, there were some anti-ICE protests. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
According to one of the local news stations across the north central West
Virginia. Across throughout West Virginia.
And one of those protests happened at Walmart on Emily Drive in Clarksburg.
Mm-hmm.
I happened to be driving by.
Yep, you did.
And my autism kicked in, and I said, hey, let's get some podcast material.
Let's rephrase that. So we were going to Kroger's to get some seafood. And if we were driving by, and Phil was like, oh, let's go talk to them. And I was like, actually, why don't you go and record? I was the one that volunteered that. It was not you who came up with that idea. Thank you very much.
I'm disputing those facts, but...
You don't remember this. I like this.
I don't remember this, to be honest.
We were driving, and I said, why don't you drop me off, and you go to interview them for the podcast? And you said, oh, yeah, good idea. Because someone has to stay away.
I think we're living in fantasy land right now.
Okay, so now tell me this.
Do we have a Barbie that doesn't remember what happened?
How many protesters were out there that day?
So I'm going to take a guess of when I was there. Probably, 20 to 30?
For pro and negative ICE, right?
Yeah, if we count everybody, I'd say maybe 20 to 30.
Okay.
WDTV, let me see if they got a number on here. They said that the protests took place outside the Harrison County Courthouse and along Emily Drive, with demonstrators braving snow and cold wind conditions. Many passing drivers showed support for the protesters. They did. And there were also some that didn't show support. I know. I was
there.
That is
true.
How many birds do they get?
There were several. There were several. Including when a Honda Civic drove by, get ready, because it was coming.
That's hilarious.
I don't know what it is about them boys and them Honda Civics, but they were making their feelings known.
Oh, that's hilarious, dude.
They're the ones that were screaming at you? You guys?
They were screaming at us in general. Yes. I was lumped in with them because I was there.
Yeah, you were interviewing, but they did not care.
Yeah.
You're just like, hey, that's hurtful. I'm on your side.
He says, I'm just a spectator at this point.
Oh, man.
There was a lot of support for it, though. There was a lot of support for it. I was surprised.
Yeah, there were a lot. Like, when you listen to the clip here, whenever you get to play it, there was a lot of people honking.
It said the protest came in response to recent ICE presence in north central West Virginia. 5 days ago, an ICE raid occurred at a local Harrison County restaurant. In October, ICE reportedly arrested 60 undocumented immigrants in a month's time.
Dang.
60, okay. Just in October, though, it said?
That said that was from October, yeah, was wow. 60. My fiance and I go there to Taqueria as much as we can, and we know these people. We have conversations with them, and we know their family, said Alex Burkett, an anti-ICE protester. It just completely broke my heart to see it. A few pro-ICE demonstrators also gathered alongside Emily Drive, holding signs in support of immigration enforcement. The two groups remained peaceful throughout the afternoon. There was a moment.
There was a moment. Yep, but it's okay. Let's keep on going.
Well, let me just explain that for a minute.
Yeah.
And so what we're going to do, we're talking here, and then I'm going to play in pretty much in its entirety the interviews that I did with both sides of this protest. And you're not going to hear me pushing back on people. I was honestly there to hear what they had to say.
Yeah.
So you'll probably hear a lot of stuff you disagree with.
And that's okay.
And all that and stuff and things. But I honestly wanted to hear the other side out, and we got interviews with both sides. But there was a group that I walked up to, and there was some pro-ICE protesters and some anti-ICE protesters, one, and they were talking, and the MAGA guy started talking about Civil War, and then the anti-ICE guy was like, well, I have a gun right here, and he
right.
opens up his jacket, and I'm like, okay, let's not do this right now. But
can't you get in trouble for doing that?
And then what? It's possible. I mean, to be fair, I did not see the gun because I was standing on the other side of him, but he definitely pulled his jacket back.
And was showing off a gun to the other person he was talking to.
The pro-ICE protesters informed him that they also all had guns.
They call it like brandishing a weapon?
I don't know if that would be considered brandishing or not. So there was a moment there I was a little nervous, but I think it all de-escalated. And I saved the day, apparently.
Nice.
That's you the story shut I'm it going down. With. Just like they
local
did El Rey.
Local podcaster guy, local hero.
Local
just
hero.
Like they shut saved down El Rey.
Well, El Rey was closed. And yes. You'll hear one of the protesters there saying that El Rey was shut down because of this. I don't know if that's the case. However, El Rey was shut down on a Sunday.
They better not touch our Mexican restaurant in Fairmont. Speaking of, you owe me a dinner date.
Well, in case ICE is listening, there are no Mexican restaurants in Fairmont. So don't even waste your time.
They're already shut down. You already took them all out. You're good to go. You're
there's
good.
None yeah, there. Just ICE, look elsewhere. Go to Morgantown.
ICE does not like that's Mexican food.
I was just getting ready to say, go to Morgantown.
I hear Wheeling is loaded with them.
Yes, in Charleston.
And Charleston.
100% Charleston.
So just because ICE is in the area doesn't mean that people like me don't have compassion for these individuals that they're going after. But at the same time, like I said, the law is the law. Said Eric Hensel, a pro-ICE protester. It has to be enforced or we have chaos. That's just the way it is. He makes a good point. And I've thought about this. If you are somebody that's come here illegally and you're working, you're minding your manners.
Right.
I get it. I do feel compassion, but I'm not saying that I don't know what the solution is to that.
Yeah.
I mean, I do feel compassion. However, we also got to have a secure border. So I don't know. I don't know what the answer is. I work with a guy that is here on a green card. He keeps his up to date.
Right. Why was it hard for him to get
thing? That? I work with the guy that does the same thing. I work with a guy, and he's actually from Nicaragua.
Does he talk about, is it hard for him? Like, is it a hard process or what?
I mean, it's not an easy process, but he's a Christian, man, and he feels like it's the right thing to do. So he does the hard thing and does it.
Yeah.
And I think there's enough said. I think that's enough said.
What do you mean about?
I think, good man feels like he's got to do the right thing. And so he does the hard thing, which is continue with the green card and continuing that. It's like,
okay,
you know.
Okay. That this is like a loaded side of that, though. Good Christian man doing all the things, but it doesn't stop good Christian people from going around speeding on and doing illegal things on their own side of it.
I mean,
well, you're not supposed to be doing that kind of stuff if you're a Christian.
It happens all the time.
Just because it happens all the time doesn't mean that's what you're supposed to do.
I know, but so I'm just saying,
go to Mexico and see how long you can stay there and, you know, not be legal, not speak their language. I mean, there's, you know, I mean, I get the compassion. I do. I feel bad for it. It is sad, especially if you have friends, family, you know, 100%.
Why is it also so very expensive? Like, there was someone that applied for their citizenship. This is just citizenship stuff. It was like $13,000.
That sounds right for citizenship.
Why?
I forget how much my coworker has to pay for.
I think you
got to
get lawyers and stuff too. My buddy has like an attorney and stuff that like helps him. Like it's not an easy process.
Now I was listening to.
So how are you supposed to get that money though? You can't work. You can't do things. That, like I'm saying, I feel like there should be, and I don't know the process. I really don't. So if someone does, and they know that there is a way that you can actually. Like, you know, work to earn money for citizenship, let me know. But other than that, like, I kind of wonder, how are these people supposed to be able to live and do all their stuff? I don't know. And still abide by the rules. I know they came here legally. I'm talking about people that are already here.
Now, I will agree that I do feel like ICE, I do believe, is not not always the most kind. Putting mildly.
Nor are they the most right either, because they're arresting people that are actually citizens. Like, first of all, get your stuff all figured out.
I don't know of the specific.
This is just based off a Joe Rogan podcast.
They can be brutal at times, and it's like, have mercy. Like, I think we can do this without, like, you know, body slamming people. You know what I'm saying? Like, man, like.
Well, that takes us to the Rene Good shooting.
Okay. Yeah.
Which happened in Minneapolis. And I ask these protesters and counter-protesters their stance on that, so you'll get to hear that. But, so I watched this footage, and I watched it from different angles, and the lady did hit the ICE agent with her car. Here's what I've settled on with it. It's a very, very unfortunate set of circumstances.
Yes, absolutely. I agree 100% on that.
It's terrible that this lady died.
Mm-hmm.
Wish it would never happen.
I wish it would have never happened. However, she should not have hit the ICE agent with her car.
No.
Or tried to drive off. It's not smart.
Exactly right.
Because you're a
citizen. Uh-oh.
Kanan's gone.
Uh-oh, we lost her. He was getting ready to give us a good take, too. I can feel it.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Can you hear me?
Oh, I got you now.
Can't see you at all. There you go.
I had somebody trying to call me.
Essentially,
you're dealing with modern day cowboys, and honestly, it's just not smart to really buck against them. It'd be best to just to comply and then try to fight it later. You know, if you can.
I agree.
Because man, dude, like, I mean, she paid the ultimate price, you know, and if she would have just complied, she might still be alive today. You know,
okay,
and,
but
and I don't even, I think it's even, you can even go further than say she might can. She 100% would be alive.
Without question.
That's 100%. One of the really unfortunate parts of this thing.
Yeah. And who knows? I don't know all the circumstances, but she might have even been in the right. Who knows? I don't know what they were doing, what they were saying. You know, we don't know what was leading up to that, but it's like, in that moment, getting in your car or be in your car and you just thinking you're going to just drive away and then possibly hit one of them and you're going to walk away from that scene alive, that your chances are very slim.
Was she illegal?
No.
Why was she under
She was part of a group that essentially takes it on themselves to disrupt ICE and the deportation operations.
Okay.
Yes.
Obstructing justice is, I guess, a term that they would use. Yeah. Okay.
I feel really sad. Like I feel really bad about it. It's one of those things where,
oh yeah,
you know,
man, I don't want to see anybody lose their life.
No,
at all.
But I get it. Awful. I mean, you can see from his body cam, she hit him.
Yes.
She hit him with the car. I don't care if she was trying to drive away. What he sees and what he felt is that car hitting him and coming straight at him and hitting him.
Yes.
Yes. And you're an officer of the law.
Not to mention he had PTSD from a prior instance that
I've heard
before.
That as well. That there was,
yeah, I heard that as
happened
well.
Before.
Yeah.
So that does affect you. I'm sorry. It would affect you.
I mean, I'm not going to say if I was in his shoes, I may have done the exact same thing.
Yes. So I was watching Newsmax, and they were playing it over and over again, you know, and they were bringing on like cops and whatever and interviewing. And many of the cops were actually saying that, like, he actually relied on his training. And that is basically what they're trained to do, is if somebody is in their car coming at you, clips you the way she did, it's basically they're essentially in a weapon. You know, they're in a moving vehicle.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's basically take them down.
And one of the people that Phil did interview was also law enforcement.
Yes.
And said that he did exactly what they were trained to do. This is exactly what you're trained to do. Just like the military, they're trained to kill. Yep. These guys are also trained to kill.
Exactly right. And so I just wish to high heavens that she would have just complied. And if she felt like she was, you know, done wrong, then maybe try to fight it in court or maybe went to the higher ups. You know what I'm saying? Like, but instead, the way she went about it is just, it's all wrong. It won't get you anywhere. It'll get you in a body bag is unfortunately what it did.
Yeah, that's very unfortunate.
I hate for her and her family. I can't imagine, you know, I mean, man, the older I get, the less I like death. When I was a kid, you know, 13, 14, 16, even 20 years old, you're like, somebody died, you know, that wasn't me, you know?
Yeah.
Now it's like, gosh, like, you just start thinking of their moms, their dads, their grandparents, aunts, uncles, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just, oh, dude, it's awful. It's awful.
Yeah.
And, I don't want to see anybody lose their, you know, but...
So there's a lot of people, and there's even some people inside of MAGA. I think the Hodge twins were saying this was absolutely ridiculous and she shouldn't have got shot and all that. So there's a lot of people that are obviously reacting negatively to the whole situation.
Yes.
But again, what I settle on is that it's a very, very bad situation, but
it is. I feel like that, you know, 3 and 4 years later, we're still coming down kind of on the same issues as we did back in like 2020, because, you know, during a lot of those riots and stuff, and they were showing every video badly of a cop and stuff. And hey, I'm not saying the cops weren't dicks, man. The cops probably were, honestly, you know, and the cops probably did need to be sued or they probably did need to be reported or whatever. But it's like, you got to go back to, as mad as you may get, as wrongly as you may feel like you're being done, you have to comply and fight it a different way.
Well, yeah, that's because the thing, Ken. You talk about being sued. That's how you have to do your fighting.
That's how you have to do your fighting. You are not going to kick them. You're not going to wrestle them. You are not going to badmouth them to their face and think that you're going to get away with it. Mm-hmm. And honestly, this is coming from somebody that, like, don't trust cops. I really don't. I'll be the first one to say that I don't trust a ton of cops. And I think the smartest and safest, let's just say the safest thing you can do is comply and move on and fight it a different way. If it's in court or if it's reporting them, turning them in, there's got to be, you got to do it the smart way, because if you don't, you will get your ass handed to you every time, and it will be justified. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They'll kick your ass, and they'll be praised for it.
What if you could learn more about your health in under an hour? The Pronuvo Whole Body Scan gives you a comprehensive look at your health, screening for over 500 conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage 1. High-quality imaging, no radiation, no contrast. Book your scan today at Pronuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com. Gain clarity, confidence, and peace of mind with Pronuvo. Invest in your health today. Visit Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
With most of these police shootings and stuff that have happened all what, for the past 10 years where it's been in this in the news. If you comply and live to fight another day and that fight is in court, you'll still be alive.
Yes.
And I know in the moment, man, it's going to feel terrible. And yeah,
yes,
you're getting humiliated, you're getting subdued, even if you are innocent. But you cannot have that fight right there because they're going to win every single time.
Every time, dude. Yeah, 100%.
But you got to comply and then figure
comply
it out.
Comply and fight another way.
Yep.
Fight another way.
Yes, indeed. Well, I tell you what, why don't we go ahead and cut our portion off here, and then we're going to transition right into the interviews that I had with the protesters and counter-protesters that were outside of Walmart there on Emily Drive.
Sounds great, man. I love it.
So we'll go ahead and we'll play that now.
Hey, buddy. I'm a local podcaster. You want to answer a couple questions?
Sure.
What brings you out?
Well, you know, the ice stuff is problematic, obviously. You know, there's not really a lot of accountability for what they're doing.
What spurred the protest here?
The killing the other day.
Minneapolis?
Where they shot that woman. Yeah, I think that's what got this going.
Has there been much ice activity around the area?
Yeah, there's actually been quite a bit. If you go, like, right over there, El Rey, there's a Mexican restaurant. It's closed down because of all the ice activity.
No kidding.
Yeah, they've actually raided places, and people have seen them driving all over the place around here, grabbing people.
Wow.
So, yeah.
What was your take on the, what was it, Renee Good, I think her name was?
Yeah, that was her name. Yeah.
What was your take on the situation there?
Well, they didn't really have a reason to shoot her. I mean, they weren't in danger. You can watch the video from five angles. There's five videos. There's five angles. She wasn't threatening them in any way, shape, or form, so why shoot her, you know?
Sure. I've noticed even some different opinions on it, even inside of MAGA voters and stuff like that. You see some people pushing back against it, too. So.
Yeah, because it's crazy. You know, you can't just go shooting people.
Sure, I mean, I understand that.
And, I mean, people wouldn't be making such a big deal out of it if it had been someone who was Hispanic or, you know, African-American. I think they would have blown it up less, but at least for finally getting people to pay attention, you know, because they've been shooting, you know, Hispanic people for months now, you know, since it started, so.
So what would you say the goal is today? Just trying to bring awareness to it locally or what?
Yeah, I guess. I'm just part of a crew, really.
Sure.
We go around, we protest. We'll be in Fairmont here at about 4 o'clock protesting near the connector, too.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
What kind of response you been getting? I noticed a couple middle fingers flying up, but what's it been like overall?
Mostly just a lot of good honking.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess the counter-protesters are down there.
Yeah, I got to stop and talk to them, too.
Yeah.
I'll try to get all sides of it.
There's some people yell Trump or, you know, yell Ice Ice Baby or, you know, drive by playing the ice song. That happens a lot, actually. That happened at the last protest I was at, too. People drop, I mean, whatever, you know. Or they'll start yelling Trump, 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 you know.
Yeah.
Today wasn't so bad, but, like, normally there's not even counter-protesters, so I'm surprised they're even here.
Yeah. Well, it is surprising, because I think there was, there was one other state, I think, by percentage that voted more for Trump. I think it was like Wisconsin, Wyoming. So it's, but I do see the support and stuff as people driving past. It's kind of surprising.
There's Trump supporters. There's quite a few. Yeah.
Yeah. Sure, man. Well, thank you for talking to me. I appreciate it, bud.
Yeah, thank you. It was nice meeting you.
Yep, good to meet you. Hey, I'm with a local podcast. Would you guys mind answering some questions?
Yeah, sure.
What brings you out?
Everybody has a right to live. It doesn't matter where you're from or
what your religion,
what your
creed,
religion is. We all came here. This country's built on
immigration.
And no one's more special than anybody else.
That's right.
What spurred the protest here today? Was it the Minneapolis shooting?
I believe so. Immigration, the whole ICE situation that's going down currently in our community with the two arrests that were made. I believe it was two.
Yeah, a gentleman over there was telling me there's been some arrests around here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they came out last week and ICE raided this entire area in Clarksburg.
Is El Rey, he said something about El Rey was shut down because of it?
I think I have heard the same thing as well. There are several places that are closing down because of this.
Okay.
So, you know, the people that come over here, I don't care if they have documentation or not. They're coming to live. They're coming with a dream. They're coming here, you know, maybe to escape from something. It's not as easy as it was 10 years ago to get documentation. It's not. It's more expensive now. It's a lot harder. And,
yeah,
you know, they're just doing what they can. They're good people. Have I run into some crappy people? You know, some crappy immigrants? Yes, I have. But it is not all of them.
I've run into some crappy Americans, too.
That's right. That's, that was my next argument. I've run across many crappy Americans.
Sure.
So, no, everybody's got a right to live. This body snatching, it's got to stop. ICE doesn't have the authority to just go and steal people. It's a civil matter at worst.
I see. What kind of response you been getting? I've noticed a lot of honking and stuff.
There's been more positive than there has been negative.
Yeah. The Trump supporters down there, they are running around playing Ice Ice Baby. They're circling us. They're trying to elicit emotional responses.
Yeah.
We're trying our best to keep this peaceful.
Yeah, that can have a friendly response. We're not angry people.
No, we're not angry people.
Good.
We're just here to keep the peace.
All right. Well, thanks for talking to me, guys. I appreciate it.
No problem.
Yes, sir.
I have something I'd like to say.
Yeah, go ahead.
Is that all right?
Yeah. You make sure I'm still rolling here. Yeah, go ahead, buddy.
Okay. Let's look at what MAGA is fundamentally. MAGA is racist.
Okay.
And Capito, Justice, Trump, and who's the fourth? These people are racist, and to use Trump's words, they're racist scum. MAGA racist scum are the leaders of West Virginia right now, and they're leading West Virginia backwards into the 50s, into the era of segregation. And it's a shame because all this progress has been made over the last 50 years. And MAGA is racist. And the MAGA leaders are racist scum.
What would you say? What makes you, when we call them racist, elaborate on that a little bit.
Well, you look at MAGA, the whole fundamentals of MAGA is us versus them. It's all about white people rebelling against having an African-American president. This was triggered by Barack Obama, who was one of the best and most decent presidents we've ever had. And this whole MAGA thing is a big reaction against Barack Obama and African-Americans. And at one time, we had slavery in this country. And MAGA would like to run us back to slavery. They'd like to make African Americans lesser citizens, lesser privilege, and keep the privilege for white people, and it is truly immoral and disgusting.
Okay. All right. Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
Okay.
All right. We're going to walk down here to the pro-ICE side of things now.
Man, I'm just sitting.
Hey, gentlemen. I'm with a local podcast. Would you guys mind answering a couple questions?
Sure, we can. What's up?
What brings you guys out today?
Obviously, we are from over there. We're here to support ICE.
Okay.
He's from over there.
Oh, we got both sides here. Okay.
Basically, my whole stance is this. On the entire issue, my stance is this. Okay. We have laws for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't like how the laws are written, there are channels in which that you can petition your representatives to change the law.
Okay.
But until that happens, we have to have something in place to keep chaos from becoming the mainstream. So if you don't like it, petition everybody to change it. Okay. I don't necessarily not have compassion for individuals that are coming over here to try to escape whatever is going on in their country.
Mm-hmm.
But again, there are legal channels. They must go through legal channels. If they don't do that, I'm sorry, by virtue of being here without going through a legal channel, that is automatically a crime that they can be deported for. So I'm not saying don't come. I'm saying if you do, do it legally.
Sandy Lou.
Yeah.
What do you say to that, sir?
I disagree completely. First off, it is not a crime to be here undocumented. It is a civil infraction. It is not a crime.
It's actually Article 10, Section 3. It is illegal.
It is illegal to come into the country illegal, cross the border. It is not illegal to overstay if you came here on a visa.
It is. It's part of your visa.
But it is a civil infraction.
Have you read a visa before?
And regardless, I don't believe in I don't believe in border enforcement. I don't believe in immigration enforcement. My belief is this, is that this is God's earth. This is not the United States earth. This is not, the jurisdiction of the United States government or any other government.
It actually is.
This is the jurisdiction only of God.
So you don't believe in, like, for security reasons or anything as far as enforcing?
So if an illegal person comes answered his questions without me interrupting.
I know you guys can't listen to other people, so I'm going to let you know. If someone came in illegally to this state who's not documented, has no way to be tracked, and killed your family, would you want justice for your family, or would you let that slide and let them go to the next family and kill them too and disappear?
I don't know what that has to do with their
documentation. The exact statement of which was stated. The exact statement.
If you went and killed my family, I'd want justice for you.
I'm illegal. I'm illegal. You can't go after me because you can't find me. So it's cool. Your whole family.
Why wouldn't I be able to find
your whole family? Exactly.
Illegals
cannot be found, and they have undocumented documentation in their houses, their cars, and their business.
You think they're ghosts?
They practically are when it comes to the jurisdiction.
Well, their names, though, yeah.
Because how do you find them if you don't have fingerprint? You don't have their name. You don't have their birth certificate.
Well,
you don't have their
driver's license. Statistically, undocumented immigrants create less crime.
Like, here, do you know my name right now?
I do not.
Do you know his name?
I don't know any of your
names. Do you know their names?
No, sir.
So if one of us was to do something, which we're not, because we're actually the peaceful people, but if we did something and disappeared down this road into the next state, mm-hmm. How the hell would anybody over there know to look for us?
I think that's actually...
I could shave my beard, I could grow long hair, I could disappear in a different country. Would that be okay with you?
I think that's a good point that you brought up about crossing into
so
state.
Here's a question. Since you guys are okay with blocking traffic, why don't you stand out there, and if a car hits you, should you sue them? Or should they sue you for getting in their way?
Are you just gonna keep interrupting me if I answer your question?
I think you should get educated and then come out here.
You mentioned about not agreeing with border enforcement, also like even for security reasons and stuff like that. You don't see a need to do
none whatsoever. If I'm going into Ohio, right?
Okay.
I can do that freely and come back to West Virginia, right? I don't need to stop at a checkpoint. I don't need some thug coming around. Checking, you know, who I am, what I've got in my car. I can go to Ohio, I can come back to West Virginia. I see no difference why I can't go to Mexico, come back in the United States, or vice versa.
Sure. Okay.
May I refute that point?
Sure.
Remember I started to tell you a story?
Yes, sir.
My great-grandfather immigrated here about 10 years before World War II started. He settled in Helvetia, West Virginia, tiny little farming town. When the war kicked off and the U.S. decided to enter the war, he left the farm, went straight to Elkins to the recruitment office, and tried to join up to fight for his new country that he just came to. He was that proud of being allowed to be here. Okay, he did it legally through Ellis Island. He was told no.
Searches were a lot less then, but
he was told no because he was a first generation immigrant to the U.S. They wouldn't let him. He carried that to his grave, wishing that they would have let him do it. And yet, even though he had tried his best to enlist and serve his country, every time he went down to Elkins to buy any groceries or anything else that he needed for his farm that they couldn't produce there, he had shit thrown at him. He was called a Nazi and everything else. So I'm going to tell you right now, that sign offends the fuck out of me.
Too bad.
But wait.
That has nothing to do with that.
They could be offended. We're not allowed to be, remember?
Oh, yes.
Because
right.
If we are, we're evil, narcissist, Nazi assholes.
Yeah.
They could be offended. We can't. So the people who say that they could, you know, identify as a freaking tree can have feelings, but the people who actually died for this country and actually went to fucking war for you idiots can't say a thing.
Where did you go to war for me?
I went to Iraq.
Did you?
Yeah.
Kill for oil companies?
No.
Yeah, you should be ashamed of yourself.
Did it for our company.
Fucking kid killer. So young.
Hey, you are obviously ignorant. We missed some because you're still here. So, We didn't get the ones that really mattered. But hey, soon enough, if you guys keep it up, I'm sure Civil War will be here and it'll be taken care of.
Yeah, you idiots trying to start on January 6th.
Remember, you guys don't like guns.
Yeah, we do. I got one right here.
That's nice.
Okay, we all do too.
We all do.
All right. I'm just
and
saying.
Trust me, you may get one of us.
You think we
will all get you.
I'm not a liberal, dude. I don't care.
But you're a communist.
Yeah.
Go to Russia. See how quickly they drag you by
Russia
your ankles.
Been communist for decades.
Go to Asia. See how quickly they drag you down the street by your ankles.
What would you describe yourself as?
My aunt lived in Asia for 10 years in China.
Well, she probably wasn't a bigot.
A bigot?
Yeah.
How do you mean a bigot?
What you said?
I'm losing IQ points just talking to you, buddy.
Yeah,
have fun with your party. I can't wait to see you on the news.
You said you don't describe yourself as a liberal. What would you describe yourself as?
I'm Marxist.
Okay. Elaborate on that a little bit for me. Obviously, I've heard the term.
Yeah.
What draws you to that?
Well, you know, I believe that our society now is divided between two major classes. The ownership class, the rich, the bourgeoisie, and the working class, the proletariat. And that the bourgeoisie exploits the proletariat for its gain, and that eventually the contradictions of the system, which needs infinite growth to sustain itself, will collapse under its own weight. You can't endlessly exploit people for low wages and then want infinite profit. So I believe in a system that is a free association of producers, social ownership of businesses. I believe that the economy should be run democratically, not from the top down by unelected CEOs and boards of directors.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for talking to me, buddy. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. What was your podcast?
Hillbilly Broadcast.
All right. Thank you.
Yep. Hey, buddy. What's it? Has it been pretty quiet from them, or are they getting a little?
That's the first one that really came out.
Okay.
Yeah. We've been trying to mind our business down at this end.
Yeah.
We haven't gone over that way once. We've stayed over here the whole time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was kind of surprised when he said there was going to be one here. I didn't expect one to pop, an ICE protest to pop up here.
I was surprised when he said he's a communist.
Yeah, I was too.
Are
I was
you
asking,
fucking kidding me?
I was asking a little bit about that.
They'll drag you by your fucking ankles.
Well, that's the thing. You hear, like, you know, I have very good friends who are gay, so I'm not trying to rip on gay people, but you see the queers from Palestine and stuff. Like,
it makes no
they
sense.
They would kill you over there
for
that.
Yeah. That makes no sense.
You know,
what's the backpack for?
My sister is lesbian.
Huh? Yeah. I mean, you know.
But she's thankful that this country lets her do what she wants to
do.
But you know what? She doesn't shove it in your fucking face.
Exactly.
Just like I don't wear one that says pussy tastes great.
Right.
It's not my fucking job to do that.
I asked those guys down there, what was your guys' take on the whole Renee Good shooting there in Minneapolis?
Well, here's the thing. I'm a public defender.
Uh-huh.
So I look at everything from the lens of the law. And I don't know what the laws are in Minnesota. But the laws in West Virginia, when you're trying to decide if self-defense was in fact self-defense, or puts itself in the shoes of the person that was doing the self-defense, what were they thinking at the time? What were their observations at the time? Did they have a reasonable fear of death or severe bodily injury? A two-ton SUV coming at me, I believe I would have a good fear of that.
Yep.
I am in law enforcement, and if you watch the video when they slowed it down, if it wasn't for ice and snow being on the ground, the tires did four full revolutions trying to spin. If it was dry and she would have nailed it, he would be dead.
Yeah.
By the way, does everybody remember that this is the same agent who was dragged 300 feet
I had heard
year?
That, yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm sorry. If I hurt you and you came to the same kind of thing and I'm about to hurt you the same way I did a year ago,
right?
Aren't you going to defend yourself?
Yep. Yeah, absolutely.
Isn't it our God-given right to defend ourselves?
Yes. Understand. Guys,
well, that's the law enforcement. Yeah. I was been hit by a fucking car. I'm putting a bullet in your head. I'm not doing a non-lethal.
Sure.
I'm going through your fucking head.
Sure. I understand. Well, thanks for talking to me, guys. I appreciate you guys. Stay safe. That's got to be the most original sign I've ever seen in my life.
A couple of years ago.
Trump hates pepperoni rolls.
I do shirts, too.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, a couple of years ago, I planted a row of those from Beckley to Morgantown. One day. I almost got a fist fight in Summersville over it. One guy was like, oh, yeah, Trump.
Trump ate pepper. Let me get a picture of that. Hey, guys. I'm with a local podcast. Would you guys mind answering a couple questions?
I'm with,
oh, I'm sorry. I thought she was talking to me. I'm with a local podcast from around here. Would you guys mind just telling me a little bit about what's going on? What kind of spurred the whole thing?
The ICE raids and the way they're going about doing things.
On a national level, or was there something locally that started?
Locally. It happened locally as well as on a national level. Should we name the restaurant?
Mostly, obviously, Mexican restaurants was the main target. The way people were targeted was that they were basically dragged into the street, chased down like animals. Documentation wasn't even requested. And the majority of the people have been released. So this is basically a way that ICE is staying funded to take people into custody, run them through this horrible process, and then let them go the next day just to keep their salaries going. And
you're saying so they can show arrests on paper?
Yes, exactly.
Right. Because there really is no due process.
No due process.
There's no due process. They're not investigating anything. They're not searching after any hardened criminals or anything like that. They're just trying to intimidate, basically. Direct people out of the streets and just say this is what's going to happen.
Sure.
Haven't you learned anything? Actually, somebody questioned one of the other ICE agents in a different state. Said, this is wrong. Why are you doing it? And they said to him, haven't you learned anything already? Like, it's intimidation. It's threatening.
That's it.
Yes.
What was your take on the shooting of Maygood in Minneapolis? You know, was it actual self-defense or was it?
Absolutely not self-defense. He was in no danger. If he was not able to step out of the way, I don't know how any person with physical capability to do the job that he's doing should have been in a position like that. He claimed that he had PTSD from a previous situation. If that were the case, he shouldn't have even been in the field.
How do you keep a gun in someone's hand who says that they have PTSD? That's not safe for them. It's not safe for anyone else. Nobody's looking out for anybody's real safety. It's not about anybody's well-being.
And for her to say, it's okay, dude, I'm not mad at you, and then get shot in the head is just, I mean, I don't understand how any human can do that to another human.
Yeah. Seems like you're getting a pretty pretty positive response behind it.
Yes. By and large, for the most part.
Pleasantly supplied.
Yeah, very good. Well, thanks for talking to me. I appreciate
it. Thank you so much.
Yep, y'all have a good one.